raises the knee, takes the snap, pressure on him. Ben sets, throws, pass caught. Going to be inside the 35-yard line with a first down. That's Emmanuel Sanders.
When the Broncos line up and square off against the Falcons Monday night in Atlanta, the Broncos defense will want to do a lot more of what they didn't last week against the Steelers. Tackle, get guys to the ground, and get off the field on third down.
We sucked at tackling. Me, myself, I sucked at it. A couple of guys, we were in position to make plays, and we didn't. So, they were able to get extra yards on that. And it's no excuse for it. We just have to be better.
I mean, obviously, it was a lot to do with Big Ben. He continued to keep the play alive. But we just got to do, myself included, got to do a better job getting to him, getting to the quarterbacks and breaking them down. I felt we did a good job getting them on third and long situations. We just got to finish it. So,
indoors on turf and with a lot of weapons, quarterback Matt Ryan will have a lot of options if he's not handing the ball off to Michael Turner. Roddy White and Julio Jones are both strong, fast receivers that line up everywhere on the field. And tight end Tony Gonzalez is still making DBs pay 16 years into his NFL career.
I mean, they can do it all. They can run, throw the ball. They do screens to slow down a rush. They do a variety of different things. Well-coached team. So we just got to, we believe in our package, our scheme, as far as our coaching staff. And we just got to go out and execute.
Studying those guys, knowing what they like to do, knowing what they don't like to do, and just, being a pest around the ball, being a pest around those guys when the ball's in the air. That's, pretty much all you can do. You can't go in and try to out-physical a guy who's 230 pounds playing receiver.
The most definitely does. You want to be considered as a road team. It's guys that can go in there and get the victories on the road. Because most of the times, those are going to be the difficult times. And especially in an environment like the Georgia Dome, their fans are going to be jumping. It's going to be loud for our offense. So, it's a new challenge for us.
The Broncos hope playing on a Monday night and having that extra day to prepare can go a long way towards gearing up for a team they face once every 4 years. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.